Yeah, they are pretty straight. And pretty even, and... Is there a question in there? Well, when you're a 14-year-old cutter and you live somewhere that has t-shirt weather all year round, you have to start scooping out other real estate. Why would I be joking? Well, I guess I do sound like a sarcastic cunt most of the time. Okay, that is a fair question. Listen, we don't have to do the intervention thing, okay? Of course I don't do it anymore. Unbutton your pants. Oh. No. If you want to talk about this shit, you're going to have to give me something back. You want to pretend you're my social worker or therapist or, you know, whatever it is people have. And I want you to unbutton your pants, so that's just a start. You want to trade or not? See? It's not so hard. No, I haven't cut myself since, I don't know. I don't keep a calendar. It's definitely been a few years, though.
If I wanted to do that,
I wouldn't need to cut myself to do it. There's like four guns in this fucking... Unzip. No. That question is complicated and it costs extra, so you gotta unzip. I don't really remember how it started. I'm not really even sure which time was, like, the first time. It was just... My whole life, I never got good at... I've never been good at anything. I got by at school. I got by with guys. Even at work, I mean, I get by... I keep my head above the water and, you know, that's it. That's me. That's what I do. But then there was this... a thing that I could do that would make them care if they knew about it. Make them remember that I even existed, so... But for some reason, like, I wouldn't let them. It was mine. They didn't get to know about it. Lie back. Come on. Just do it. Just do it. And it was almost like a game, you know? I could play it anywhere. And at school, at home, at the mall, at a friend's house. go in the bathroom, come out with a new line on my leg. You don't let it show on your face, in your voice, in your walk. You never forget to pat it with toilet paper so it won't bleed through your pants. I only made that mistake once. How long can you make the line? How deep? And I got good. I mean, no one ever caught on. At least I don't think so. Well, now I don't even have that, actually. Why'd I tell you then? Huh? Take your shirt off. Come on, princess. I felt you up last weekend. There's no point in getting shy now. There you go. I've been with other guys, and none of them ever noticed, or if they did, it was just a thing to get past. And, yeah, you've been looking at other things. Don't apologize. I'm not wearing pants. It's par for the course. I mean, your eyes can always come back to the scars, though. And then they sort of quickly shoot up to my face with this worried look. Well, and while you're at half chub, because why wouldn't you be? I don't think that's why you've been playing along with my pervy little Simon Says. I still won't go out with you. No. This is why I can't go out with you. Okay, we can have the good parts, memory of the party and having a sneaky day fuck in my tiny bed, and even maybe the sappy little heart to heart right now. But I don't have to watch you realize that I'm not what you thought I was and find out that this is another thing I'm just not good enough to manage. So, what do you say? You want to skip to the good part? A trade? What did you have in mind? Date? Oh, God. You're not gonna give up on this one, huh? No way. Because you can't trade me something I already have. Oh, I don't? So, if I went to mount your face right now, you would stop me? Oh, yeah? Come here. That's what I thought. You are pretty cute down there, though, with your head poking out. What? Are you expecting me to suffocate you? It's not really my style. I want you to want it. I like it like this. Your tongue going like tied at the beach. Shut up. I can be poetic if I want. You want to put your hand on my shirt, right? Go for it. You know what makes this way better than doing it with me on my back? I can reach back to play with you. Good thing I had you unzip, huh? This finger's warming up under my bra. Your tongue, my hand would be doing something. Way less fun. My hand. Don't get too excited now. You'll want some gas in the tank for the next part. God, this is torture. No. You gotta be quiet. Gotta be quiet. Maybe just a little bit more pressure. Can you do that? Maybe that'll push me. Mm-hmm. Getting the inside of my thighs stripped like that. You're still on about that. It's never gonna happen, big guy. Don't look at me like that. Don't look at me like that. I'm doing you a favor. Like this, I can be whatever you want me to be. You know, this me will never disappoint you. So you can preserve it in amber, like a mosquito, whatever. Lying next to me, trailing your fingers down the inside of my thigh while I whisper in your ear. Right now, in this moment, that's the best I can do. Isn't that enough? No? What do you mean, no? Come on, you're still hard, is it? Where are you going? You're just gonna get up, tuck it down your pant leg, and walk out. Like, great. Just great. Can't even have this now. Jesus! You just don't fucking get it. I don't know how else to explain this shit to you. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit if this isn't real? At least it's good. This shitty little fucking building is real. The fact that I'm never gonna leave it is real. These stupid fucking cars that some idiot teenager thought meant anything was real. Anything. Anything was real. Listen. I can't give you anything real. But I can give you something good. So, just come back and let me do that. Kiss. Sure. Why not? Bra too. Seems a little no, just like maybe impersonal for you. Trust you? I'm not sure I do. Your way. Oh, I didn't realize you were going to be lying against me. I thought you'd do it like sitting up. Hold on a second. Just don't start yet. The sappiest motherfucker. No, you're not putting too much weight on me. Honestly, I love it, the way you're pressed against me, your heat. An arm wrapped around. One arm wrapped around my waist. Hold me tight as you rock it into me. Still. I can't do anything with my hands. I can't kiss you. All I can do is lie here and feel you. Here. Like you're everywhere. Lips on my shoulder. Your chest against my back. Your hips grinding into my ass. And inside me. Fuck. God damn it. I can't even leave my clit alone. I'm gonna have to scream into the pillow. If you don't come inside me right now, I'm gonna be so fucking. fucking pissed at you. Do it. Do it. Just fucking. Know if my mom heard us. I mean, oh. I fucking hope not. I mean, I tried to be quiet. Fuck. If she did, I don't think she'll be mad. I mean, you're the first guy I've ever brought here, so. Or, well, I guess I didn't really bring any. I didn't bring you here, but, you know what I mean. I mean, if anything, she'll be hoping that I screwed up on the pill and you just knock me up. That's what she's probably hoping. I didn't, by the way. Still, dude, I told you I can't date you. I can't date you. But do you think just we could be friends, maybe? Friends, see each other, spend time together. I mean, that's right? Right? Sometimes, you know, friends are good to each other. Just like we were. Right? Friends do this too. Can you just let me pretend that's what we are? I'm still getting used to real friends.